With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 33-year-old Chatham man is one of 64 people from across Ontario who have been charged in a province-wide investigation into online child exploitation. Provincial police say 34 victims were identified, 30 children safeguarded, more than 600 devices were seized, and almost 350 charges were laid. Signe Arneson of the Canadian Centre for Child Protection says the federal online harms bill will help, but it needs to go further.
Upload prevention, while it's not specified, which would be if there's a child sexual abuse image that they've removed previously, it's been confirmed, well then that shouldn't be re-uploaded to the platform. That's one area. It's not precluded, but we'd like to see that specifically outlined a little bit more.
OPP say the Chatham man who was arrested is charged with accessing and possessing child pornography, as well as making child pornography available. He was released from custody with a court date coming up at the end of the month. The number of registered sex offenders living in Chatham-Kent jumped significantly last year. Data from Chatham-Kent Police shows that number increased by 15 in 2023 to a total of 314. The police data showed about 1 in 5 of those local registered sex offenders are 70 and older. Police also said more resources were focused on investigating child exploitation locally last year, resulting in 15 arrests and 56 charges. Chatham-Kent Police are still looking for a missing 15-year-old, and they're asking for your help to track him down. Officers say Chase Vantome was last seen at 4:30 Monday afternoon on James Street in Chatham. Police say he's 5'6" tall with a slender build. There's a picture of him on our website, cknewstoday.ca. A 26-year-old Wallaceburg woman is facing a pair of charges after she allegedly stabbed another woman. Officers say they arrested her after they were called to Rayom Avenue in Wallaceburg shortly after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon and found a woman there with serious puncture injuries. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital for medical attention. The 26-year-old woman accused of stabbing her was arrested. She's currently charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. And most of the country will get a test emergency alert today, but not in Ontario. We get our test alert May 15th. It'll come on cell phones, through TV and radio broadcasts. The Canadian Press says provinces regularly test the system, but this will be the first one from the federal government. The Battle of Western Canada kicks off tonight in the NHL playoffs. The Vancouver Canucks host Edmonton for Game 1 of their second-round series. Also tonight, Boston will try to make it 2 wins in a row against Florida to start their series. The Professional Women's Hockey League playoffs start tonight. The number 1 seed Toronto hosts 4 seed Minnesota tonight at Coca-Cola Coliseum. The Blue Jays wrap up their 2-game series in Philadelphia this afternoon. The Tigers also play this afternoon facing Cleveland. And in the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers face off. The Knicks lead that second round series 1-0. Partly cloudy today, very windy this afternoon and a high of 24 Celsius. A few clouds tonight, a slight chance of showers, low 9. Showers tomorrow and windy again, a high of 15. Right now it's 21 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.